Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shockers pregame show, getting set for game 5 of 6 between the Biloxi Shockers and the Mississippi Braves at Trustmark Park. It's time for today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by Tobias Myers. Tobias, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
How much fun was it 2 nights ago? 7 innings, first time you've done it since 2018.
I didn't know it was been that long. I thought I got a few in there in between that time, but it felt good to finish the seventh and just have the trust of Mikey to come out and talk to me and let me keep going and finish that last batter. It was a pretty good moment for me. Definitely confidence booster.
You're a guy who's had a lot of long starts this year. We've seen you routinely, and that's been a thing throughout your career, going into the sixth and seventh inning of starts. How important is it for you to be able to be that guy that can get yourself deep into ball games?
It's really important. Like going back to last year, it was a tough year, and it was seemed like it was impossible to get through five last year. Just a lot of stuff going on, but this year was the goal. Try to go as deep as I can in the games, get as many as innings as I can, build my resume up a little bit, and be able to help any team whenever they get that call. You know, try to get to the big leagues, and that's the goal. When they go up there and they throw 200 innings a year, so I'm just trying to get on that pace and make sure my body's ready for that.
How good does it feel to be way past 100 innings at this point here in August?
Awesome. Yeah, I don't think I've ever been past 100 in August, maybe 2021, but I think we're gonna surpass that year for sure on innings. So it feels good though. Body still feels great. I feel like I can keep going. Honestly, doesn't really feel like I'm 110 innings deep. So that's always a good sign.
What does that tell you body-wise of how you're feeling now, of not feeling like you've been through 100 innings, yet you're on pace to set a career high in innings?
Feels great. Going back to last year, only getting out there for 70 innings in a full season, which was one of the lowest I've ever had. That was a big key this offseason, was to get out there, go deep into games, and not miss a start. Well, that was always a goal every year, not miss a start, but just give the team everything I got every week.
This month has been real great for you. ERA down near 3, over a strikeout printing. What's been the big key this month?
Trying to just stay consistent, just kind of what we built off the first half. Honestly speaking, the baseballs are helping a lot, not throwing the older balls that we were testing out. Those kind of – nothing wrong with the balls, just it was an adjustment period, you know. It was kind of tough to go from training with a ball for so many years and then just switching it up at the last minute. But getting back to the original ball – a little bit more comfortable out there. It feels like I'm back to where I can just throw all my pitches for strikes and go deep into games. And that's beginning of the year, it was tough to get all the 5 pitches in the zone consistently. So I think that's been the biggest adjustment, just trying to get all those pitches in the zone consistently and go deep into games and keep hitters off balance.
And you mentioned it, the 2 different balls being used in the Southern League this year, the sort of pre-tacked ones that are more common in Asian baseball in the first half, and then the mudded ones that are very common in North American baseball here in the second half. What was that adjustment period like back to the mudded baseballs after the All-Star break?
So about the last month of using the tack balls, we started to play catch with the other older baseballs daily. So it was pretty easy, honestly. The first couple games, as hot as it is here, the sweat mixed with the normal balls, it was kind of tougher because we didn't have that tack feel. But honestly, it was maybe a week, two starts, and everything felt pretty normal.
You had your birthday celebration in Pensacola this year, and the team threw you a little surprise party. And then you went out and had a terrific start. How fun was it to have the team throw you a little surprise party?
It was awesome. My girlfriend, she got a bunch of cupcakes for the team, and she got a hold of Carlos Rodriguez. His girlfriend and my girlfriend are pretty good friends, and they set up a nice little celebration in the lobby for me in the hotel, and pretty much the whole team was there, and it was pretty cool to see the guys celebrating my birthday. I haven't felt like I've had a birthday in so many years, with my birthday being during the season, and it's late in the season, everybody's ready to get out of here. But it was cool. It was awesome.
How special is that too? You're with these guys for 138 games a year. Before 2020, it was 140 games a year. How special is it to have those moments with the guys throughout the year?
It's great. You know, you can always look back and remember these things. It's a long season, and moments like that can go by so quick, and you just don't realize it. But when you look back in the off season and you see, like, oh, wow, like, so much stuff happened this year, and it's pretty cool to look back and remember all the memories.
Well, Tobias, thanks so much for joining us. Congrats again on the fantastic start.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This has been today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard. First pitch at 6:05 between the Shockers and the M Braves.